Jim in Los Angeles. Hi, Jim. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
Hi, Leo.
Welcome.
A question about managing photos.
Oh, I love asking. I love those questions.
Well, good, because my wife and I are cruisers. And what I would like to be able to do is to transfer my photos to an iPad, which I carry with me, and then annotate the pictures. And by that, I mean description, if you will, not cropping or, you know, manipulating how the image looks. And then after I get home, transfer the pictures and the information to my computer.
Nice.
Now, I used to do this with a laptop.
Yeah.
Well, when I got my iPad, I figured I wouldn't take my laptop along. Now, what I'm using on my desktop, though, also is iPhoto.
Uh-oh.
And as you know, Apple screwed around.
Uh-oh. You see, it was all easy until you brought that up.
That's right.
Now you're throwing me a little curve.
So now you know what I'd like to do.
You can't keep using iPhoto because you probably have a late. Did you update the iPad to iOS 9?
I have not updated to 9, but 8 did it to me.
Yeah, 8 did it too, of course.
Yeah,
so
eight
took iPhoto off of your iPad, replaced it with a new Apple Photos program, which doesn't talk to iPhoto.
That's right. Plus the fact it doesn't allow you to do anything.
So you either need to update your desktop and start using Photos, in which case what you want to do will be happen automatically. One of the nice things about Photos is it not only does it duplicate what's on your iPad, but it duplicates what's on your desktop to the iPad, and it even stores a copy of the original in the cloud, and any annotations that you add to it will be copied as well. But you have to use the same program. Now, the other way you could go, another way you could do this is with other programs. For instance, Lightroom. You could download and install Lightroom on your Macintosh. It's expensive, but you could do it. $200. And then put Lightroom, the free version for the iPad, on your iPad. And they will synchronize. So you could have a collection that's on your desktop will automatically synchronize to your iPad. You say you want to import the pictures from your camera to the iPad first?
Yeah, well, that's what I... in other words, I...
Photos will do that. I don't know if Lightroom will or won't. I think you might need to import them to the desktop first, and then it will automatically copy over to the iPad.
Well, but see, what I'm doing is on downtimes in the cruising is when I annotate
yeah.
the pictures.
Yeah, I do that too. So you've taken all these pictures in the day, and now you got back to the ship, and you want to look at them. Annotate them so you remember where they were, what was going on.
That's correct, and yeah. I don't have my computer with me to do that.
Yeah. And you have a camera connection kit for your iPad? Is that how you get the
yes.
photos? Okay. I think Lightroom for the... Download Lightroom for the iPad. That's free. You could try it.
Let me ask you a question here now. I have held off upgrading the operating system on my desktop because I still wanted to use iPhoto.
Yeah, you might as well just forget that.
Well.
Bad news.
I mean,
it's gone. It's gone, my friend. And at some point, it's going to disappear on your desktop because you're going to update.
Well, that's true. But when I transfer, when I move everything over, in other words, when it goes from iPhoto to Photo, does all the information that I have already put
yes.
on through the computer
oh, yes.
migrate over?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Apple would be, you would hear people storming the gates with pitchforks and...
Well, I know, because I got thousands of pictures.
Yeah.
Already.
Yeah, no. Everything's saved, and it's better. You're going to like Photos better.
Okay.
It's at first confusing. The user interface is not obvious. They hide stuff in tabs, and it's weird. You might want to read an article on Photos. There's a great series at iMore.com by my friend Serenity Caldwell. Read some of those articles or get a book, because Photos, the new Photos is... not obvious, but once you start using it, you'll see it does everything and more that iPhoto did. And frankly, it's the future, so you're going to have to do it someday or sooner or later.